Hi, and welcome to the Super Anti-Aging Podcast, the podcast that brings the latest scientific anti-aging information. Actually, I don't even like the term anti-aging. No, longevity, healthy lifespan. That's what this podcast is about, a healthy lifespan. And as you know, I do lots and lots of research on a daily basis, reading scientific studies, and I came across a really exciting study that was done at a major scientific institute. And they did an experiment with this worm, S. elegans, which is the main worm that they do these longevity studies on because it seems to represent cellular functioning that you can apply to higher species. And here's what they found. When they worked on, and I've talked about this in lots of my podcasts, and I mean, you can certainly do your own homework, but there's something called the mTOR pathway, which is called the main target of rapamycin. Rapamycin was an immunosuppressive drug used for transplants. And there's some interesting research going on that this affects an energy pathway that affects cell metabolism. In fact, they're actually doing some canine experiments now, 600 dogs, to see if they're actually going to get a response. And there are many, many pharmaceutical startups that are trying to work on variations of rapamycin. And there are ways of mimicking rapamycin in a very safe way, affecting what's called, again, the main target of rapamycin. Now, what they then did, they altered some gene systems to affect this energy pathway. At the same time, they manipulated these genes that affected insulin growth factor. It's called IGF-1, which has many, many, many actions. But basically, in lay terms, here's what they found. By manipulating energy pathway and insulin functioning, you know, the idea that as people get older, they become less efficient at using insulin. We call it insulin resistance. And that can affect other hormonal systems, insulin growth factor. They were able to extend the life of these worms, the equivalent, listen to this, the equivalent of 500 years in humans. Wow, that's exciting. Now, there are lots and lots and lots of startup pharmaceutical companies that even some mainstream pharmaceutical companies that are trying to work on an anti-aging drug. The problem is to have an anti-aging drug, you need a condition. You just can't, because aging isn't considered by the FDA as a condition. So they have to apply it to very specific conditions. So the exciting part is that, you know, they keep trying to And so let's get back to the wonderful fantasy of living long. Well, menopause. Interesting study has been showing that women are getting earlier menopause. Yes, I mean, menopause should start maybe perimenopausal, late 40s. We're now seeing women getting it much, much earlier. Why? Well, an interesting study has shown, as you see, I keep repeating studies, because that's what I do. And that's where you need to get your information from. Not, you know, someone had found that, you know, an ad or, you know, a Subway ad or some fake news on the web. Okay, so oxidative stress. I've talked about oxidative stress, and that's a normal process in the body that, if used for many beneficial things, energy, immune system, when it's out of control or not controlled by your endogenous, you know, the antioxidant system in your body, it can cause damage, and they've seen higher levels of this oxidative stress in perimenopausal or early menopause symptoms. So, how do you control, again, the oxidative stress? Well, you can take antioxidants, which might do it, you know, making sure you get at least, you know, a couple hundred milligrams of vitamin C. You can't really absorb more than 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C on a cell level. A good vitamin E, what we call tocotrienols, helps the cell membrane. And your berries, a very interesting compound called astaxanthin. It's an algae extract that has very, very interesting research. And, of course, the berries that I've talked about, and, blackberries, blueberries, black currant, you know, aronia, which I think is absolutely amazing, amazing compound. But again, nutrients have a synergistic action. They work together. And watching the phytoestrogens in your diet, the fake estrogens, not the beneficial ones that might come from, you know, actual soy, not the soy milk, but the fake ones, you know, the bisphenols and the phthalates and maybe even some of these that are being absorbed in cosmetics, you know, which are totally unregulated, that might act like hormone mimics. And if you have a hormone mimic, you'll turn off your own estrogen production, which can then lead to early menopause. You know, I was watching an interesting Netflix on counterfeit cosmetics and all the terrible, terrible things that go on. People order on Amazon. They don't know. It's a counterfeit product. They actually had one where this young woman's lips got stuck together because they actually put super glue. So you got to be careful. I think, you know, European brands and knowing where your cosmetic comes from, directly from the manufacturer, directly from the company that's doing the homework, would be really important. And looking at and avoiding, of course, canned products. Lots and lots of canned products still have artificial or synthetic hormone in them, you know, the bisphenols in there, and you really don't want that. So eating clean is probably important. Maintaining a good weight is important. Now, again, the balance of when to start caloric restriction, I don't think there's really a time. I think making sure you get, you know, adequate nutrition on the days that you're not doing caloric restriction, making sure you're getting good protein. I mean, if you like, you know, eggs, I don't think a couple of eggs are not going to be a problem. You can do egg whites, you can do, you know, mixed beans, you can do, you know, ham protein, all sorts of different proteins now. It's not that difficult. You know, but again, we know so little about all the different phytonutrients in various foods that eating a very rich plant-based diet that has so many phytonutrients in them that we just don't know is going to be a benefit. You know, you're going to get vitamin K and vitamin K2 and your greens and just so many compounds that are going to be beneficial. So I've told you now how you can live 500 years. You might just change your life plan. And, you know, again, an aside, there was a very, very interesting documentary on Betty White that I watched. And, you know, she's celebrating her 99th birthday and lived a very, very rich life. And I guess because she found purpose in her life. And, you know, just a little philosophical digress, you know, finding purpose in your life, you know, looking at the bigger picture. Stress management, which can affect telomeres, you know, the caps of chromosomes. It can probably affect all these good anti-aging things in a negative way. Stress is stress. It's all about how you respond to the stressors. You can't always control the stressors. You know, stuff happens. Predictable and unpredictable, no matter what you do. But you can control your body's response. So you get to separate what's a real crisis and emergency from one that's not. And why am I putting this in an anti-aging podcast? Because it's such an important aspect. And it's such an important lesson of, you know, putting things in perspective and realizing that you can quiet yourself, whether it's meditation, whether it's music, whatever it takes to do that. And of course, the other aspect is getting adequate sleep, and not exposing yourself to excessive light, sleeping in the dark, very, very, very important. In fact, you know, early in the podcast, I talked about insulin resistance, insulin growth factor, anti-aging, and sleep. They found that one night of sleep deprivation could affect insulin functioning the same as eating a high-fat diet for a month, which can affect insulin functioning. So actually, disruptive circadian rhythms and not getting, you know, adequate sleep actually might be a negative factor in aging, but also obesity. There's a connection between obesity and insulin resistance and obesity. And so that's really, really important. Getting deep, restful, you know, REM sleep. So we come to the end of this podcast. I'd love to hear from my audience. Okay, you can post comments on the site. You can email me at stevennutrition@gmail.com if you have some questions. If you're a podcaster with the health podcast and you'd like me to come on or do a podcast with you, I'd love to do that. Spread this information. I want to grow this podcast. Any suggestions on growing this podcast, please let me know. I'll post this on my Facebook. And please share and subscribe to this podcast. It really helps a lot. So I get more and more motivated to know what people are actually listening. Okay, again, thank you so much for listening. This is Steve Halpern.